My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, keep clapping. Keep clapping. I have a tweet here for you, Tone. From Joe Mers. You know, I love you, Ken. That said, when I hear you say rinse, wash, repeat Browns talk coming out of the break, it doesn't actually make me want to come back and listen after the break, but maybe that's just me. And to me, I said, and I want to say back to him, I go, well, you didn't hear the second part of the tease, Pally, when I said rinse, wash, repeat Browns talk, except sadly it's about a man's health, because we have to do the same segment that we did at the same time last year, at the same time this year, about Denzel Ward. Twitter action is brought to you by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 8:20 this morning. Denzel Ward has a concussion again, and everybody, it was like dealing, I'm telling you, it's like playing euchre and dealing euchre. I mean, so, it's gotten to the point now, it's like, you got Trump, you remember Trump, okay, you're going along with...
He technically doesn't have a concussion.
Oh, excuse me, he's in concussion protocol. Excuse me, he's in concussion protocol.
Just because it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
I just had to read so many of the same questions that we did last year that a lot of people got uncomfortable with answering, had to answer again yesterday. Anthony?
It stinks. I mean,
he's in year seven. He's been in concussion protocol how many times now? I think it's five in his career.
I mean, I've seen even higher numbers.
Okay, people, so we have to, I'm sorry, guys. We have to have this conversation.
Yeah, it stinks because you don't want anything. I know what we're all walking on eggshells talking about is that his career could be shortened at all because of the concussion situation. And I saw people saying yesterday online, like he and his family need to have, I mean, he's a grown man. He's a grown man that
he is an adult,
but is going to have to make, hopefully he won't have to make a tough decision on this. Hopefully he can just, you know, continue playing football, because, you know, the reality is with CTE and concussions, like you don't always know how impactful these things are going to be until it's too late. That is the sad part of this. And you hope for a lot of these football players, all these football players, they make enough money to where they can step away from football on their own terms.
I don't want anybody to have any of these debilitating things that happen after football, obviously. But it's something that I think by now we understand is part of what the risks are in going into it. And now, with the amount of money that a lot of them do make, some of them still don't make as much as maybe they should. But with the amount of money they make, it's basically, that's what the money's for, what a lot of people say. And for him, he has a contract. He has a life-changing amount of money contract, and he'll have a pension at the end of all of this. Common sense would tell you that there would be, his life is his life, but common sense would tell you there probably is some sort of a discussion somewhere around him about his future in the sport. we're doing this again. It's the same conversation we had last year. That's why I say wash, rinse, repeat. It's the same thing. And there were people who wanted to tiptoe around it last year. Kay was in year six. Now he's in year seven.
Yeah.
So you do have to ask yourself, well, how many more am I going to go? He's one of the top corners in the league. He's still one of the highest paid corners in the league. He's very, very good, but it's always very, very good when he's healthy. And if it were a leg, if it were a hammy, if it were a shoulder, if it were other things, that's still part of the game. But when it comes to your head, that is something that's different. And it happens with a guardian cap on, and I'm not necessarily sure how it happened. I know that there's some people passing around some video there. I don't necessarily want to discuss that. Taking options of maybe when it had happened in practice, but you have to be concerned about the guy.
I wonder,
seems
too.
Seems like a nice enough guy. Yeah, I haven't talked to him much, but I have to be concerned about it.
Remember, down at Greenbrier, he was asked about the guardian cap and whether or not, you know, he would be somebody who would wear it. And at that time, he said no. He wasn't really comfortable wearing it. And then yesterday, he was wearing it, too. And, you know, it's...
Well, they wear them in practice.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were talking about wearing them in a game. And he had said at the time, you know, he didn't think he was going to be comfortable wearing that in a game. He didn't really like... Oh, actually, here's the sound of Denzel talking about that.
As of right now, no. And I know I got a few concussions, but I don't go out there thinking about the concussions. Like, I did a lot of research over the season and the off season on concussions and just how to treat them and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm not too concerned about it going out there. I go out there, play fast, play hard, and try to win games. That's not my focus on whether, oh, I may not get a concussion. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen out there. The game happens so fast, but, yeah, I'm not real worried about it.
So he did his research on this?
So he said, yeah.
Hold on. He said he did his research. So he's during the offseason.
That was for in-game stuff, yeah.
He's doing his research.
That was July 25th.
So it would even be a consideration that he wear a guardian cap, right? So that means he's thinking about it. Not the R word, thinking about what can help him extend his career. Because it's common sense to think that way. Well, I'm not attacking him for thinking that at all. It's common sense for him to think that way.
Kenny,
I'm attacking the thought that you guys can't discuss this at all. Yes, you can. He's a local guy. He's a person. He's played well for the Browns. I think he's a fan favorite for the Browns. A lot of people do care for Denzel Ward. He has family here that care for Denzel Ward. Yes, it has to be a discussion for him.
It's got to be brutally hard. Someone who plays the game like he plays... He can't allow concussions to be a thought, you know, during games because it would alter the way he plays. But, you know, after so many of these run-ins, and maybe he didn't get a concussion. Maybe he's been in the protocol, you know, 5 to 7 times. He's only had 2 concussions. I don't know. I don't know how they end up diagnosing that. You know, that is way, way above our pay grade. And I don't even know, what is the team even responsible to communicate? Like, do they even have to tell you specifically if it was a concussion on something like this, or can they just say, well, he was in the protocol and we're monitoring and we're going to be very, very careful about any of this?
Well, they should be very careful with him. What are you saying here?
Either way, I'm looking at his contract, and there's a potential out, I think, after 2025. Like, you do wonder, you know, what his thoughts are, how much more he wants to do this and how much more he wants to be put at risk, because for whatever reason, he has been somebody that's been at more risk than many of the other players in the league.
He is an outstanding player, but I think in a lot of ways, when you think of outstanding players, you have to think about what you're going to do for your future with that outstanding player and what he's got to do. And I think that is going to be a conversation that hopefully we don't have to have again, but I think we're going to have again, because if he's in the protocol, that means that something had to have gone down that was scary. And so if he's in the protocol, that leads me to have concern with him. Because, again, this is at least a handful, it seems, over his 7-year career. I mean, remember Greg Williams, there was the whole conversation we had for a week about Greg Williams and, quote-unquote, teaching him how to tackle. I mean, that's a concerning issue for a lot of fans out there. 216-474-0092. Mary-Kay Cabot, she's going to join us at 8:20. Were you concerned about what you were hearing from Darryl about the offensive line yesterday?
I was not concerned about penalties, because I think if ever there's a time when you can have those miscues and learn from them, it's this. This is why you have these things, to kind of see where the team is. I would be very concerned if it were the first half of the Dallas Cowboy game and they were getting flagged time and time again. Yes, mm-hmm. Then I'd be like, what the hell? Right now, I think this is the time where you can learn from those mistakes. So that didn't bother me. But what he did say overall about just it was a rough day from start to finish on that offensive line. Yeah. DeJuan Jones, yeah, that did make me a little more nervous.
Well, do we have what Daryl said about DeJuan Jones here? Because he got very upset. Now, Daryl's not here to defend himself, like I said before earlier in the show. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction by Daryl. I can't react to it. I'm not going to react to it until I see what they do in week one against the Dallas Cowboys. Then I think it's all systems go. But here's what Daryl said yesterday about joint practice and about the Browns' offensive line.
I got to tell you, that was one sloppy you-know-what performance by that offensive line today. It was embarrassingly bad. It was awful. 7 penalties in a practice. Inexcusable. Can't happen. Would never happen under Bill Callahan. They missed Bill Callahan. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you, DeJuan Jones don't look nearly as good as he did last year right now. Does not look nearly as good. So they have it's not just a left tackle problem. They might have a right tackle problem, too.
That was Daryl with Jonathan Peterlin last night. Daryl's fired up.
He was.
Daryl's upset. Now, Daryl, everybody goes over and they follow Deshaun everywhere because that's the $60 million question of whether or not he's going to play well this year. I got to tell you, I was watching D-line. I was watching the defense. I had a good time watching the defense. To me, everything was going just fine. I saw over there, I was standing with Gerard, and we saw some passes that looked good from Deshaun Watson. But I got to tell you, I did not get to see much of the offensive line. I got to see all the defense. I got to see the D-line. Got to see Myles Garrett. So to me, everything was just hunky-dory. I do know that they had some false starts because we were watching them right at the very beginning of team practice. There was a flag that was thrown right on the very first whistle, which meant that was a false start somewhere over there. And if he's saying DeJuan Jones, if we're critical of Andy Dickerson, I don't know what to be critical of him for yet. Because DeJuan Jones is a starter, it would be a concern with DeJuan Jones. If DeJuan Jones is false starting, well, there's a problem there. Also, if DeJuan Jones isn't as fast as what he was, I'd still be concerned he's coming back from the injury still a little bit too quickly. What say you?
I will tell you this. I don't think Daryl would have said that, and I don't think people would have been in panic mode if Bill Callahan was here.
You think he's a security blanket?
I think, and maybe you'd say, well, this wouldn't have happened if he was here. It's penalties in the preseason. It's not even a preseason game, right? It's a practice with another team. You know, one of these.
But Kevin did say it was alignment stuff too, and you know.
So you're saying it wouldn't have happened if Callahan was here to begin with?
He said that it wouldn't have happened, but I think there's probably a different focus from a guy like Bill Callahan.
Kevin said that they were too deep, and that means that you're trying to get a head start.
Right.
That's exactly what that means right there. So you're right about that. It was a bad day at the office for the offensive line. There's no doubt. I'm not saying that they didn't have a bad day. I'm saying that...
Now, for Daryl to be that hot on DeJuan Jones, it was more than just he lined up in the wrong spot.
But that also tells me that I think we are, because of Bill Callahan's security blanket, and Daryl, we know, is an excitable boy. I think we're overreacting a little bit right now. Record the audio. If they go out there and they get stoned in the first week of the season against Dallas.
Not in the mood for that today.
If they get stoned in the first week of the season against Dallas, then I'll eat the words live with Daryl. I'll say that Daryl was right and I was wrong, and I'll be fine with it. Well, I'm a big boy. I can do it.
If this happens in that Dallas game, and it seems to be something at the beginning of the year that plagues this team, maybe Watson's playing great, but the offensive line is failing, and we're talking about that as a problem. I think the organization is going to come under fire for letting Bill Callahan walk out because they didn't have to do that. That was out of the kindness of
their
heart.
You're not going to let a guy coach with his son?
But believe me, we had those conversations, and we laughed about that, but it's not going to be a laughing matter if they're struggling in the season. They're going to be wanting Callahan back for sure.
If he were that powerful, then they should have just got rid of Kevin and made him the head coach then, a la your idea with Kyle Shanahan and Mike Pettine.
Maybe the OC.
He ain't going to live forever. He's not Shang Tsung. They got to grow up sometime, Anthony. Browns, Vikings, Saturday, 4:25. You'll hear it here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay, she'll be at the stadium covering all the ins and outs and what have yous. And she was at joint training camp. I went downstairs yesterday to leave after the Cleveland Browns preview show, Tone. Guess who was still typing away? 8 o'clock last night.
Come on.
Mary Kay Cabot. She joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She was pounding away at the keys, rubbing her hands like an evil villain, waiting on the next syllable to come to her head before she typed it in there. The wonderful stories, and now she joins us.
Well, hello, Mary Kay. I got to ask you then flat out, how many words per minute can you type?
Ooh, good question. Oh,
I have no idea, but I'm actually still typing away right now as we speak. So so that's okay. I can talk and type at the same time.
Is there a story? Is there a bombshell that's about to drop here, Mary Kay?
No, I'm just putting out the update that Mike Hall suffered a stinger in practice yesterday. That's what we found out today from the team. And so that's basically what I'm just about to tweet out.
Were you surprised he was at the building yesterday, and then even more surprised or less surprised that he practiced?
I was a little bit surprised that he practiced. I sort of felt that they could give it a day, just let this thing sit for a minute and gather their more information, maybe give Mike a chance to be in the building without going out to practice, talk to him, spend some time, have your security people spend some time or even more time than they had already before they put him out there. But they're proceeding as though you're innocent until proven guilty, and basically, that was the premise, that it's football as usual until they find out that it's something different.
Who makes the call on whether or not he is able to practice?
I'm sure that's an organizational decision. I don't think that's something that Kevin Stefanski would decide on his own in a legal matter like this. This is governed by your legal people, and even everything that you say is governed by that. So I think that's one of the reasons why Kevin Stefanski would pretty much say nothing yesterday except for we're going to let the legal process play out.
Speaking of that, it would seem, Mary Kay, that not only is Avon PD investigating the Browns in their original statement said they are investigating. Well, now the NFL, we know for a fact, is definitely doing their investigation. So do you think this is just a matter of all three of those or one of those playing out before we find out his eligibility?
It's a matter, of course, that the NFL would do their own investigation in a situation like this. There's no way that they're going to let there be a report that their player put a gun to the head of a female and threatened to kill her without doing their own investigation. So that was from day one, always going to be part of the process. And, of course, he faces league suspension, he faces legal action, but none of this has been decided yet. Of course, it's still in the hands of the police and the prosecuting attorney and his attorneys, so we don't know where this is going to go yet, and I think it's just a matter of time.
Mary Kay, do the Browns have any kind of a gun policy that they promote with their players? Did that come up over the last few days when it comes to this situation?
No, I don't know if they have a gun policy per se, but certainly there are safe ways to own and use a gun and legal ways. And if this was true, certainly this is a very, very egregious and serious, serious thing. It's a serious allegation, and it's something that everybody needs to be very judicious and careful about as we move forward. And again, I think that's another reason why, you know, maybe they could have pumped the brakes on practice a little bit yesterday and just given this a little bit more time.
If he admits to what is in that police report, is he off the team? Is that obvious?
Well, I don't know if he will admit to what's in that police report. I don't know that he's going to do that. But certainly if he is found guilty of doing the things that are in the police report and that he has been charged with, I would think that it would be they would have to think long and hard about keeping him on the team.
Should Barry have spoken yesterday instead of Kevin Stefanski?
Actually, I'm going to say yes on that. I think that would have been a good idea. Because in this matter, it transcends Kevin Stefanski. So I don't think it would have been a horrible idea for Andrew Barry to come out and answer those questions instead of Kevin.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Follow her on Twitter @MaryKayCabot. So was Brandon Ayuk, was he just a great big smokescreen for San Francisco and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns? Were we ever...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We were never in the running. Were we ever in the running?
Well, the Browns, I know they had conversations with San Francisco about Brandon Ayuk. It doesn't mean that it got close, but there were discussions that took place. So that, you know, that just, that doesn't mean that they were not interested. They were interested. But it's a complicated situation, and I think as we move forward, more things will come to light about this. I've seen reports that he didn't want to play here, and I don't think that's necessarily accurate, at least not in the sense of just at face value like that. But he had his preferences on where he wanted to go, and Pittsburgh was certainly one of those, and he also wanted to stay in San Francisco. So I think he's shaping this process to turn out the way that he wants it to.
Mary Kay Cabot with us right now on the hotline. Do you think the Browns regret that Amari Cooper's name was out there and that he took to social media?
You know, I don't know about that at this point. I'm sure nobody would have wanted that to, you know, to be out there like that. But I think that everyone understands this is a business. Amari held out of all of OTAs, and he held out of Browns mandatory minicamp to get what he wanted, right? So this is a business. The Browns did not hold that against him. They knew that he was out there trying to get the most money or the most guaranteed money that he could for this season. They maintained their affinity for Amari Cooper throughout that process. And so when it goes the other way and perhaps his name was discussed, and again, I know that the 49ers wanted Amari Cooper. Do we know for sure that the Browns offered him? Well, that's a report that came out of NBC Bay Sports area that the Browns offered Amari Cooper and a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick. The Browns, maybe they'll come out and say, oh, we didn't offer Amari Cooper. I don't know about that. But I do think that you know, that Amari Cooper might end up having to give the Browns the same grace that the Browns gave him when he held out of some very important practices.
Mary Kay, Denzel back in protocol here. This is a touchy issue because it's been, what, I think almost five times now. Considering how concerned is the organization about his overall health and long-term health with this football team?
Well, anytime you have multiple concussions, there has to be concern about that. There has to be discussions about that. I know that Denzel has done a lot of research on concussions. Even last year against the Chiefs in the preseason finale when he suffered what was his fourth one at that time, he said that he still wasn't worried about it. Even this year, he said he didn't think he wanted to wear the Guardian cap during games this season. It felt kind of heavy for him. He had one on when he suffered this, what we think could be a concussion. They haven't said it's a concussion yet. Sometimes you can land in the protocol and it's not necessarily a concussion. They could be observing you, watching you, seeing if you develop any other symptoms. So we don't know for sure that this is his fifth one yet. We do know he is in the protocol. But if it is his fifth concussion, and I do think that it needs to be dealt with very seriously, and they have to have a lot of conversations about how to proceed, and maybe he will have to wear the Guardian cap during the game. But I certainly don't think that Denzel is anywhere near close to hanging it up because of these concussions.
How does that offensive line look with their new head coach, or excuse me, their new offensive line coach, that Bill Callahan is no longer there?
Well, they've had some issues on the offensive line because they're waiting for Jed Wills to come back. And I wrote about this a little bit today in the What Happened on day 13 of Browns training camp. It's been somewhat of an issue throughout camp, especially since Myles Garrett returned to camp and really has been wreaking havoc on some of the, you know, on the backup tackles. So, yeah, it's an issue right now. They have to find someone who's going to play left tackle for them against the Cowboys and play it well against Micah Parsons and that aggressive attacking defense. Mike Zimmer, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin Stefanski boss, coming in here on September 8th, and they're going to be ready to roll. So everybody else on the Cleveland Browns has to be ready to go as well. And we just don't know yet what's happening with Jed Wills. But I will say this. Kevin Stefanski said yesterday that he's getting close and working very hard. But I also watched DeJuan Jones, who had the torn MCL surgery in the same month as Jed. He's still working his way back. He still is not 100% himself just yet. And people, I think, were giving him a hard time yesterday for some of the way that he played. But I'll tell you what.
Daryl Ryder did. Just say Daryl. I'll say Daryl. You don't have to do it. I'll do it.
I didn't know it was Daryl. I've seen or heard a few things, but
I'm going after him.
When you come off of a surgery, DeJuan, you have to give him credit for getting back out there as soon as he did. He was practicing already in OTAs, and we haven't seen Jed yet. But I remember talking to DeJuan in OTAs, and he was saying, "Yeah, you know, I might be starting to be myself somewhere around, you know, maybe June, whatever." So he's out there trying to look like himself. But it takes time to come back from these surgeries.
Do you think that some of us are using Bill Callahan as a security blanket in the media that cover this football team, that talk about this football team? It's like, hey, man, he's a really good coach. I mean, zero disrespect to him, but it's not like you have to move on at some point. He's a human, and he was going to go coach with his son. I have to find a new way to go forward here, don't I?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to think that Bill Callahan is the only amazing offensive line coach in the NFL, that's ridiculous. He was great, and he will always be great, and he arguably is the best in the NFL. But George Warhop was here. He's amazing. I still have guys that really talk about George all the time. Andy Dickerson, who's here now, has a great, great reputation. He learned a lot from Bill Callahan. So I think what we're seeing when we look out at the offensive line right now, we are seeing one tackle on the right side, as I mentioned, who's coming off of a torn MCL and had surgery. And we are looking over at the left side, and we are seeing your like third or fourth string offensive tackle in James Hudson, who by chance hasn't always had the easiest time against Myles Garrett, and who can? I mean, the Vikings left tackle yesterday did not have an easy time with Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. and he's really, really good, Christian Darrisaw. So I think we have to take these things for what they really are and be realistic about what we're looking at.
George Warhop just hired by the Ravens, by the way, because their previous offensive line coach in the hospital with an illness right now. So something to monitor when you get ready to look at the Ravens offensive line later on. Mary Kay, real quick, right now, who would be your third quarterback on this football team, Tyler Huntley or DTR?
You know, I'm just going to say DTR right now. I think DTR had a really nice game. I know the Browns really like him. They were so excited about him when they drafted him. And Huntley could do some really cool things for you. I've even mentioned that wouldn't it be cool or nice if they could find some way, other way to use him on returns or as a part-time running back or some kind of a gadget player. But I don't know if that will happen or not, but a team might come calling for Huntley and maybe you can get a draft pick out of him.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The outstanding Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, would you rather hear Pony talk about Brandon Ayuk? And covering up for being wrong about Brandon Ayuk.
What's he have to say this time?
Survey says there was birdies telling him that there was no chance that the Browns were interested in Brandon Ayuk. In fact, we have audio of them talking about it yesterday in Pittsburgh. Hit it.
If that's misinformation on the Browns ever offering that trade, a lot of people have run with that. And when I say a lot, I mean literally everyone is treated as gospel.
Correct.
That,
and why would the Browns leak something that they didn't even, that they were just trying to throw people off with, when it would have the potential to piss off their best receiver?
That's why I thought they might have went to him and said, hey, we're only involved in this because we want to drive up the Steelers' price.
Well, that would at least
Ayuk.
Be a plausible reason.
And they tell Cooper that, hey,
yes, we're not actually going to do this deal.
This fake news story is going to come out about you, but we're letting you know it's
this is
not
corporate,
true.
This is corporate espionage. We are trying to make it tougher on the Steelers. We love you.
We're trying to hurt our rival. I hope you can appreciate that.
There's not a
Cooper's
chance.
Cooper's a better receiver than Ayuk, so.
Sorry, there's not a chance. I thought it was over. There's not a chance they would say that. Like, we always think, like, oh, they're going to do it. They are still in a union, and I don't think they want to do that. I don't think they want to mess around with each other's money. I don't think that Amari Cooper would sign off on any of that stuff. I think they try to recruit each other to their teams and things like that when they're free agents. But when it comes to like messing with things like that, I don't think that in our world,
well,
that's
especially
like,
because like, Cooper doesn't have a yeah. like. It would be one thing if they were going to pay Cooper for next year.
You and I,
he's not going to do that yeah. for a team that's not going to do that.
Fans think of that sort of thing, but never the players. They do not want players involved. Like, they might want players to help recruit players, guys who have long term contract to recruit. Maybe some free agents out there, but they don't want any of that going down. So that obviously wouldn't wash, and I think that Mueller was being facetious about that. The other part of it is, it's just true. Now, it was said that Cooper was never part of the deal, and I told you about that on Monday. People were saying that to me on Saturday. Cooper's never part of the deal. That was false. And then he posts what he posts on social media, and then they're covering up. But I'm going, all right, if it were false, then why wouldn't somebody just come out and say it? Is it because you'd have to be answering questions about who is available then? Maybe that's the case, and you just have to deal with it. All right, I could buy that, but the first thing is that like if somebody were to offer something for Myles Garrett, somebody would have to answer, Myles is not available. You're not getting Myles Garrett.
Do you think the Browns should have come out
they
at
would
some
just
point?
Like if I made up some crazy rumor and I said the Cowboys want to trade for Myles Garrett, they're going to give you Dak Prescott for Myles Garrett next year. And somebody ran with that, do you think it would be addressed? Or they just would say, we're not discussing any other teams. Like, they're in a weird pickle there.
Well, that's what I wondered. Especially, you have social media. It's not like Andrew Berry has to come out and address every rumor. But they do have their social media account. Couldn't they easily just debunk this? I mean, who would it be hurting if they came out and said, Amari Cooper was never, even if it's not true, they could just lie. I mean, teams lie all the time, right? They lie to their fans all the time. They lie to the other teams all the time.
Yeah, they just lie. We just let them do it.
Like, has it gotten to the point, like Amari Cooper, when he went to social media and put what he put, look, we have no idea what he was referencing. Like, we don't really know. Has mm-hmm. anybody asked Amari Cooper? Has he even been?
He wrote LOL.
Been in front of Mike.
He wrote LOL, I wouldn't mind. What was that in reference to on Saturday?
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind some Taco Bell. LOL.
It could be.
No, that's not what he was saying. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind a Ford Aerostar. LOL. No. No.
So I'm wondering, would it have made sense for the Browns to come out and say, we are not trading Amari Cooper. He is a Cleveland Brown. And we're excited about him being a Cleveland Brown.
It would have made sense to the fan base, but it also would have cut off anything where you got to be open to somebody who might want to trade for a 30-year-old wide receiver.
Well, that's what I mean.
That you probably don't have eyes to sign long term.
What if they did talk to the Niners about trading Amari Cooper and they want you to think they didn't, and then they come out and go, we didn't do it. And then the Niners just go, oh, yeah? Well, here's the transcript.
It's in there, but well, they're not going to. The Niners are not going to do something like that, because then you're never going to do business like that again.
Then why was Amari Cooper's name even brought up?
But other people are going to be afraid to do business with the Niners. They would never allow that to happen. Never, ever, 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 ever once.
It would be cloak and daggers and alleys
if they were doing that.
We say that, but.
Secondly, they have to be open to it. Now, they can go back and say, well, we were never interested, and that's exactly what Lyman just said. I'm not going to accuse him of lying, but you could always just lie and say, no, he was never involved. That's crazy. That's a crazy report. We would never say anything about Amari Cooper about being that. But, you know, you look at their future cap situation, and it's not very good. And, yeah, you're probably going to lose that guy anyway after this year, so maybe you would have to accept any sort of a thought. Not accept an offer, but accept the thought that, hey, maybe there is something that can be done for the future here. Maybe it would cost less down the line there. Probably not. More than likely not. Doesn't seem like it would be, since he wants to approach $30 million a year. I don't know how you could swing that, but you have to remain open to everything. And again, what other recourse does Amari Cooper have? He can't do Hassan Reddick work and just not show up. Well, I showed up and now I'm leaving. Okay, you can try to do that, but Hassan Reddick, if he doesn't play this weekend, I think Hassan Reddick's going to be under $3 million in fines and lost game check for preseason.
That story is bizarre.
It's over $3 million.
It is bizarre. I don't understand any of it.
Yes. So Amari Cooper don't want to cost himself any more money. So the only thing he can do, yeah, you can post on social media all you want, but guess what? You're still going to be out there week one, and we still expect 80 yards at least out of you and a touchdown and hopefully a win. And you'll probably give us more because it only helps you to play as well as you possibly can.
No, the only thing
Amari Cooper's in a really bad spot in that case.
Yeah, Amari is not going to be that type of guy that it's going to cause a huge problem on the field or anything like that. The only thing you hope is that it doesn't lead to a problem behind the scenes. That's all. And we would never even know about it until it's probably too late. Right. I mean, we with Jadeveon Clowney. Right.
Yeah.
We were just judging him based on what we saw on the field. It wasn't until that we got the report that turns out stuff was going on behind the scenes.
And they let that sit and fester for a month or so before anything actually happened out of that. For Amari, like, this is the type of thing. If the season were to go bad, well, this all started back in August and so when they start to go over the corpse of the season. Or if the season goes so-and-so and they just go ahead and make the playoffs in a wild card spot or whatever, then it probably doesn't get brought up again. And certainly if they're any more successful than that, it definitely doesn't get brought up again. But Amari Cooper has no choice. He's going to get paid over $20 million this year, which is a lot of money. It's not as much as the top wide receivers out there. I happen to agree with Mueller. As of right now, Amari Cooper is better for you in the right now than Brandon Ayuk.
I've heard more and more people say this, too.
You feel the same way about this. So he's better for you in that case. And the only thing Amari Cooper can do to get any more money is to go out and play the best football he can. And he'll probably, hopefully, would get a contract, a two-year deal of some sort. He's never going to get up to $25, $30 million again because of his age, but you're hoping that you're going to get a deal of some respect, probably from another team after this year. And the Browns are going to hope that Elijah Moore has that 100-catch season that some people are predicting, and that Jerry Jeudy is finally a first-round pick, plays like a first-round pick, and David Njoku continues to be David Njoku. And some of that stuff, realistically, is not going to happen. But it's up to the season to unfold to figure that out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.